go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
My girls are learning French. I have picked up a lot of it now.
Say something.
Afoul Tower.
Greedy Malik.
Yo, bro, never skip leg day. Where's my protein shake at?
And Big Rossi.
Yeah, I'm James Arthur.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's amazing to be on your show. Awesome. Love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. You just gone 7:03 for your Thursday morning. Happy Thursday.
Yay!
It's me, Eddie, Pretty, and Big Ross. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We need to get that Thursday morning cheer going, Eddie. We need to as well. We'll do that the next hour.
Okay.
Pretty, you need to stop flashing, darling, honestly.
Huh?
You need to stop flashing.
What are you saying?
That thing on that bottle you've
got.
My
light.
Yeah,
it keeps flashing.
It tells you when to do your thing, does it?
What?
Find your words, Rossi. Find your words.
It tells you when you've got to have it. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay, good. That's brilliant. Well done. How are you this morning, Pretty?
I'm great.
Are you excited for the weekend?
I'm excited because we're on vacay.
Yeah.
This is the last day.
Watch the Chris Fade Show fall apart before your very eyes over the next few weeks.
It'll be fine. Chris is back on Sunday. You're going to be here. Nala's going to be here. It's going to be fine. Yeah. Sheena's going to be here. Sheena will make sure everything is okay.
She can do everything then. Good. Eddie, how long are you off for?
It's, 2 weeks.
Oh.
Mm. Have fun.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Did you get my email yesterday?
I got my email.
How many pages? So Eddie is leaving. And Eddie, if you don't know, he does so much stuff behind the scenes. Sometimes we don't even realize what he does. It just happens. And Eddie has to do a handover, as many of you must do when you take leave days or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Reddy sent an email. Rossi was just flashing the paper around. It looks like a 3-page book.
I didn't ask for a book, Eddie. I just wanted the list of jobs that I've got to do while you're gone.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, man.
Every day.
Every single day.
As well as doing this show.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, you need to get paid more money. This is ridiculous.
Eddie definitely needs that vacation.
Oh, my
definitely
gosh.
Definitely needs
You'll
it.
You'll be fine, Rossi. You'll be fine.
It's like I'm going back to 2012 all over again.
Oh dear, here we go. Listen, big show lined up for your Thursday morning. Of course, the pop quiz returns at 7:40. Remember that new time, 7:40. Your chance to guess the secret sound coming up just after 8 as well. Gossip, can two exes be, sorry, two partners of the same person, like ex, like one current and one ex, can they actually be friendly?
Oh.
Two partners.
So let's say you're with Liz right now.
I'm my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, can Liz and your ex be like truly friends?
Well, it's like Gwyneth Paltrow's done it, hasn't she?
Yeah, but I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow, we all know, is a very different
human
being.
Not everybody's the same.
Not everyone's like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
You think Liz and your ex could be friends?
No.
Exactly.
So, Liz with hater.
Yeah. So what celebrity is doing that? We'll talk about that.
All right. Want to get you on the show right now. Tell us what you're up to this morning.
Who do we have? Farhad.
We've got Farhad on the line. Good morning, Farhad.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're
Ramadan
doing
Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem. Thanks. Happy Thursday. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. Congratulations for making it to the end of Chris's leave. You guys have done a great job.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
yes, thank you.
We did it.
Rossi
I mean,
lost his voice, but all else I seems pretty okay.
Yeah, thanks for counting down with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, Eddie, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you, my man. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Don't say that. He's going on a holiday for 2 weeks now.
I know. Are you jealous?
I know. I'm so jealous. I wasn't allowed one. But
that's a lie. That is a lie.
Have you got any holiday plans this you know, year, Farhad?
Well, no. I haven't traveled since pre-COVID. I haven't seen my daughter. It's, you know, but hopefully soon. I don't know how it's all going to happen, but soon enough, obviously hoping.
Where's your daughter? Where's your daughter?
Well, she now goes to a very good school just outside of the Boston area.
Oh, okay.
But even if I can travel, they're locked down. It's one of these boarding schools, and the teachers live there on campus, so nobody can come in and out.
Oh.
Like, they've completely created a bubble, which is great.
Yeah, which is at least, you know, a worry lifted off your shoulder. You know, at least your daughter's safe.
Great job, but you know, even if I could make it there, I can't, you know, parents, no way. You know, just stay away, do the Zoom thing, keep the kids
away.
So it's great in that sense, but I haven't seen her.
How old?
And she's 16. Imagine trying to get a hold of a 16-year-old. Wow. I send her a text, and maybe 10 days later, I get, love you, Dad. That doesn't answer any of my questions. It has nothing to do with me.
You know, Farhad, I was speaking to someone yesterday, and she has a 13-year-old sister, right? Yeah. So not too far off your daughter, 3 years younger. And I was like, yeah. I just, out of curiosity, was like, how do they communicate? It was such a, like dad question, mom question that I was asking. How do you communicate? And she said to me, they don't have anyone's phone number. All they do is Snapchat each other or send each other a TikTok video or whatever. They communicate in memes.
It's a different world. It's a different world. And I'm trying to be the cool guy.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be the cool dad. I can't keep up.
Oh, no.
And you know, everything I do is embarrassing her, so I take pride in embarrassing her.
Oh, yeah. I feel like as Rossi's girls get older, he's definitely going to be the same.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You have to. It's kind of a dad job to do.
It's part of the job description.
I struggle with technology now, never mind in about 5-10 years. Honestly.
How old are your kids, Rossi?
4 and 5.
Oh, they'll have phones in about five years for sure, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I'm dreading it. Have you got work today, Farhad? Are you going to work?
Well, I'm going to work, but I wanted to call you guys because I'm now doing these bike adventures with the Korean bikes.
Yeah.
I'm testing it out instead of doing my morning run. And I tell you, Dubai's a biking city. I never really realized it until you get on a bike. There's a lot of bike paths. I mean, I live in the Marina area.
Yeah.
You can go a lot of places completely safe from cars and so forth. This is great. So I'm thinking of getting a bike, but then I don't know if you guys know what's happened to the biking world. It's shocking out there. The bikes, the cost, the availability.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I haven't bought a bike for 15 years. I went to a shop on Sheikh Zayed Road. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The prices and the technology.
Yeah.
And the availability.
Farhad, when I learned how to ride a bike about 3 days ago, when I went to go buy my bicycle, and I just looked at the prettiest one, like I just went to the shop and I was like, well, that one looks pretty. I want that one.
Yeah.
Thinking what? Maximum in my head, I was like, the prettiest one would probably be 1,000 dirhams. It was like 35,000 dirhams.
What?
I couldn't believe it.
Absolutely. I saw one for 100,000. I was like,
what is happening?
I know. But even the cheapest one was about 35 available, right? Because there's apparently a huge supply and demand issue going on with COVID. You can't, and I was thinking, okay, I'll go get one. I'll have it all black. I'll get DC. There's no availability. The only one they have available is some white bike. I'm like, what?
You know what?
Is it white gold?
Well, probably Dubai style.
Yeah, I know. Well, enjoy your bike rides this morning, Farhad. Thank you so much for calling in. It's always lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
See
have a good day.
You too, man.
Gossip. So Taylor Swift fans are crazy. We all know this. In the sense that they read into every single word that Taylor Swift says.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Taylor says, I like blue, they will find some like existential meaning of what that means.
Yeah.
Right? So Taylor Swift currently is doing the interview chain around the world to promote the re-release of her album, Fearless, right?
Right.
And now they're convinced that the next album that she's going to be re-releasing is 1989. There's no solid reason as to why. The fans have come together, the Swifties have come together and have decided after watching her interview with Stephen Colbert, they're like, nope, it's going to be 1989. No reason why.
Their wish list.
Yeah, maybe it's their wish list. That was one of her most successful albums till date.
What was on that? I'm trying to think.
1989 had, I think it had, did it have Shake It Off? No.
Was that I Knew You Were Trouble?
Oh, I think you're right. It won Grammys and everything. Like, it was a really, Welcome to New York, Blank Space,
Blank
Out
Space.
Of the Woods,
yeah.
Wildest Dreams. That was the album, I'm pretty sure, about Harry Styles, if I'm not mistaken. So
Bad Blood.
It was like a good, it was really good album.
Yeah, it was good. That.
Yeah, so maybe that's the next one. Katy Perry and Miranda Kerr. If you didn't know, Orlando Bloom used to be married to Miranda Kerr. They had a child together. Now Miranda Kerr and him are divorced. Miranda's married to the CEO of Snapchat, Evan Spiegel.
Yeah.
And of course, Orlando Bloom is engaged to Katy Perry and they have a daughter together. So they kind of have like this extended family that kind of works together, a blended family. And Katy and Miranda were doing an Instagram live session together.
Wow.
Which I think is kudos to them, you know, because obviously they both have history with Orlando.
Yeah.
They've clearly both moved on, but, you know, they have to keep in touch due to the son, Flynn. But they were just talking about parenting together and motherhood.
Miranda is very, very health conscious. I think in our modern family, she's probably the most health conscious of everyone. Although Orlando is...
And he's very much into fitness.
Yes, he is. He's an Adonis.
But the kids are just... The kids are my number one love, as you know.
For sure.
It's
just
the best thing in the world.
It's the best job. It's the most fulfilling. I mean, I feel like, you know, I got the opportunity to climb every single mountain, especially career-wise. A lot of them I was really grateful for. But there was no feeling like the feeling when, you know, I had my daughter.
Wow.
Which is very sweet, right? It's nice to see the relationship and more talking about exes. I really don't know how these celebrities do it. So Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, if you didn't know, are together. They've been dating for a little while now. They keep it under wraps, but they were spotted out on a date night. Do you know who organized it? It wasn't just these two. It was like a group of people.
Right.
Do you know who organized it?
Who organized the date night?
Rihanna's ex?
Selena. Yes.
Oh,
Drake?
Yes.
Really?
So Drake organized this little get-together, an intimate get-together with some friends. And then he invited his rumored ex, Rihanna, and Rihanna's new man. I just think it's...
That's weird.
Wasn't Drake, like, infatuated
with
Rihanna? Like,
well, that's what we're perceived to believe, but you never know if it's true, right?
No, on stage, don't you remember?
Yeah.
He was like, when he won, his acceptance was speech was all about, like, Rihanna, I love you. And Rihanna was like, all right, boo, I'll talk to you later.
That must have been one awkward date night.
It was a bit awkward.
Women are horrible. Why? Huh? Why was she not like, they don't like the nice guy, do they?
I don't know.
Like, what? He was into her. He was really saying nice things about her, and she was just like, see you later.
Maybe she wasn't into him.
Yeah.
She's not into him.
Yeah, but that's my point. Like, they just like the nice guy. They don't like the nice guy.
Does ASAP Rocky seem like a nice guy? I don't know much about him. What do you think?
I don't know. I'll find out ASAP.
See if he's a nice guy, finish last, right? As they say.
Exactly.
So they enjoyed a little date night. Wonder what they talked about.
All right.
And that is all.
That's what we attack, Biddy.
Peace out, home fries.
Money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
Oh, okay, I've got everything crossed here, Pretty, because I want to get a winner. I want to get a winner before Chris Fade comes back. And
you know
hopefully,
he's listening.
Is he? Probably is, yeah. Hopefully, Stephanie can do that for us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Rusty. Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're very good.
Doing okay. What are you doing right now, Stephanie?
I'm actually driving my son to school.
She's on the
school run.
That's awesome. What school are you going to?
We're going to Southview at the Rim Ram.
Oh, the Rim Ram.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, I've been to most schools.
Yes, that's right.
With our schools campaign, and I know a lot of teachers. So what do you do for work then, Stephanie?
Oh, well, actually, I have my own business. I trade on children's clothes and ladies' wear.
Wow, oh, nice. That's cool.
Nice. And where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Okay. Nigeria in the house.
Nigeria. What's the capital? I'm trying to think of the capital. I can't remember.
Abuja.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice one. All right. Well, Pretty's going to get these questions going ahead for you right now. Here's the rules.
Okay, Stephanie, I have the 10 questions in front of me. Each one is worth 100 dirhams. If you don't know an answer, the most important thing you can do is say pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. And hopefully, we get you 10,000 dirhams cash.
All right, let's give it a try.
Yeah, I love you. I love your energy. This is the perfect energy that we need for a Thursday, so we're rooting for you here, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Stephanie, your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. What singer released the albums Lemonade and I Am Sasha Fierce?
Pass.
Finish the movie name Star Wars, The Rise of?
The Rise and Fall.
Ashton Kutcher is married to which actress?
Mila Kunis.
Which singer split from Gavin Rosdale in 2015?
Pass.
Who sings the 2021 song Astronaut in the Ocean?
Pass.
Who is Abel Tesfaye better known as?
Pass.
What is the capital of New Zealand? What male singer has children named Luna and Miles? John?
John Legend.
True or false? Tom Hardy was in the Revenant movie.
True.
Which 2011...
No,
go the other one. Fart. Say the other one. Say the other one.
Okay. False.
No.
True.
True. Which 2011 record? Come on, Stephanie.
Oh.
I wanted to help you so much. 300 dirhams.
Oh. I tell you what, those questions were tough this morning.
Yeah, they were definitely tough.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I won so many gifts from you guys.
Oh, okay.
I think I was the very first one winner that won the trip to New York for two.
What?
Oh wow!
Get out.
Okay. Let's mark her on the system, Nala. Let's mark her on the system.
Nah. Again, I won another trip for one to back and forth to London.
Oh wow! Okay. Okay, let's definitely mark her on the system, Nala. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Definitely markers. But Stephanie,
you know why you're winning though? It's because you've got a great voice and you got loads of energy. So
well done. Positivity always wins the day. Stephanie, here's what you got wrong. Beyonce released the albums Lemonade and I Am Sasha Fierce. It's Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. Gwen Stefani split from Gavin Rosdale in 2015. Astronaut in the Ocean is sung by Masked Wolf. That's one of our favorite songs. Mm-hmm. Abel Tesfaye is The Weeknd. That's his real name. Wellington is the capital of New Zealand, and that is all that we got to.
Oh, thank you guys. It's amazing to speak with you guys.
All right. Have a fantastic weekend. What chances for you to win in the Hour of Power tonight?
Tonight, exactly. If you're a Rack Bank customer, head on to our website at virginradiodubai.com and register for the bonus pop quiz. So when you're when you're in a parking lot, right,
mm-hmm.
in a mall or a shopping center, wherever you are,
yeah,
sometimes you can be, even though you're within the lines, everyone is parked within the lines, mm-hmm. it could be a little tight squeeze.
It's because you've
get
got
into
a massive car, pretty.
That is correct. I try to look for spaces where no one is parked on either side,
okay,
because I know my car is a headache. Like, I know someone's going to drive next to me like, ugh.
But how you manage to park, hats off to you, pretty.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I was getting into my car after getting a few like groceries, mm-hmm. just getting into the car. And obviously it's a little bit of a tighter squeeze for me trying mm-hmm. to get into my car. And sometimes you will open the door and your door, let's be honest, everyone's door sometimes does touch the next car.
Yeah.
But you do it slowly.
Yeah. You don't
so that
bang
you don't
it.
Damage, yeah. you don't bang it. Mm. So as I was doing that, my car door touched the other car's door, because there's literally no way for me to get into my car.
Okay.
And as it tapped, I got in and I shut the door,
mm-hmm.
as per usual. And I actually didn't even think of it. I thought the grocery bag that I was holding hit the side of my car door. Mm. Anyways, I got in and all of a sudden I just hear this like honking, really loud honking. And I was like,
What's going on?
I'm looking around the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's hard to see. And then I look to my left and I see the window roll down of the car that I just kept. The person was sitting inside the car.
Oh.
I did not see that. And I was immediately like freaking out.
Yeah.
But I knew it wasn't that bad because as I said, everyone, it happens, but you're just careful about it.
Yeah.
I was very mindful and I was freaking out because I was like, oh, did I do something? Like, is there a mark? Like, what's going on? And
yeah.
then she was very angry. Rightly so, I understand. If someone did that to my car while I was sitting in it, I'd be upset too. She was really angry. I was so embarrassed. And I was like, I'm so sorry. There's no damage if you want to come out and see it.
Yeah.
It was just that I opened the car door. There's no way for me to get in.
Yeah.
And she gave me a few stern words, but she was okay with it afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Because because I said, hey, come out and check because there's nothing there. Yeah. But it was just one of those moments where your heart goes into your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
Because like you wouldn't want someone to do that to your car.
Yeah, 100%.
And you're like, oh man, I did that to
and
someone else's
obviously
car.
I'm not going around trying to slam doors into other people's car, but it was just one of those moments you didn't expect the person to be in the car.
Oh. So you from know? Now on, Prissy Malik is doing all her shopping online.
Yes, so that I don't have to park next to anyone anymore. And to that woman, if you're listening, again, I am truly sorry. Congratulations, Big Rossi. Everyone, a big round of applause for Big Rossi. He has finally jumped onto the TikTok train.
I'm on it. I find it fascinating, actually. I've been using it the last couple of days, and I really like it. But there's also weird stuff on there, Pretty.
What do you mean?
I don't understand it.
Tell me, what do you mean by weird things?
It's just like, these things keep coming up of like, weird people. Like,
what do you mean? Please use your words. Tell me what you mean.
People like sort of recreating movie scenes.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's like the worst part of movie scenes. So it's just like some guy getting up off the couch.
Yeah.
Standing up and then walking towards the camera.
Yeah.
And they film him, and then he gets up from another couch, stands up, and walks towards the camera. And it's like they're recreating like movie scenes, like, you know, like an action superhero walk.
Okay.
But they're just walking towards the camera, and I don't understand.
What else comes up on your feed?
There's these people.
This is so descriptive. It's captivating.
These men.
Yeah. And oh, these men. Okay.
They all wear these big gold chains, and they've got long dark hair.
Okay.
And they just walk around with.
So
gold.
A lot of walking is coming.
Like
up
they look very rich. I don't know who they are.
Is there anything?
They've got long hair and beards, and they have gold chains on.
Is there anything else aside from just walking to the screen that comes up on your TikTok? Because there's a whole world of content on the platform there.
I mean, obviously, like I get a lot of like people dancing and stuff.
Yeah,
mainly you know women and stuff, but like,
but like that one slips under the radar.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, there's just loads of stuff on there. It's a bizarre world. What's this?
What?
Look at this. This is a giant cat jumping on a fan.
Okay, Rossi, I'm gonna tell you a little thing about TikTok. Okay.
Well, I don't understand how it works, Pretty.
TikTok will only show you things that you are watching anyways and mm-hmm. are wanting to see.
But hold on.
So you right now are that's why I was asking what's on your feed. So basically you like seeing videos of
people
long-haired men with gold chains walking in slow motion and large cats jumping on ceiling fans. I think you
There he is. Look. This guy, what's he all about? It's like, why am I'm hold on, I am not searching for that.
You, my friend, I'm telling you, TikTok only shows you, and if anyone saw what I was looking at right now, you'd be in big trouble.
I don't understand this platform. I'm not looking for that type of thing.
You definitely are. You're
Eddie, I found the gold chain, man.
Oh, my goodness.
There he is. This is the gold chain, man. I like him.
Rossi's on TikTok right now.
Pretty's just taught me how to get rid of people that you really don't want to see because
Rossi, I think you thoroughly enjoy watching all the weird stuff.
I do like gold chain, man. Can you tell me? I want to tell everybody gold chain man's handle. Sure. Can you tell me what it is? Because I can't see it.
It's Sher Khan. That's Sher Khan.
K-H-A-N, is it?
Yeah, .111.
Sher Khan. I don't mind Sher Khan with his gold chains.
You like him,
I like him. But
so,
like,
so now you're going to just get content like that.
Let me
people
just check.
With gold chains walking towards the screen.
I just want to see if Sher Khan's.
If you're just tuning in, Rossi's only discovered TikTok about 3 days ago. So he's just obsessed with it now.
Sher Khan.
Are you following him now?
Well, no.
Oh, not good enough to follow, but good enough to look at.
Yeah. It comes up anyway. It's just, but he's a cool dude who every year, so I like him.
Okay.
But like,
so
I'll
in
just
short, say, what we've learned is that you're into bearded men and gold chains.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
So Olivia Rodrigo, she has announced that her debut album Sour will be coming out on May 21st. It will include her hit singles, which we're playing here out in Virgin Radio, Driver's License and Deja Vu. The track list, if you look at the names of the songs, it seems like it is going to be an emotional like journey. Aww. You have songs on there like Traitor, Brutal,
Wow,
Enough for You, Jealousy, Favorite Crime, and the last song is Hope You're Okay. So I am definitely...
She's very young. How can...
I am definitely looking forward to this album. I think it's going to be so good. I am really loving her music. I love the latest single, Deja Vu, as well. So yeah. I think it's going to be good. So Fast and Furious 9. Yes, we still have about 3 more years of talking about these movies. Yeah. A new trailer for F9 is here. And you know what? I'm going to admit it. It looks interesting. John Cena is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Vin Diesel's character, Dom's brother, Jacob.
Right.
So it's brother versus brother.
Is Dom back in it?
Yeah. So he never left.
Yeah, he's been in it the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's brother versus brother, John Cena versus Vin Diesel. You've got Charlize Theron, Helen Mirren is in this movie.
Wow. Like,
it's a good cast. Here's a little tease of Fast 9.
The world has a way of changing. And we change too. I know some people, they would die for me. There are moments that separate us. But we always come back together.
And now we got cars flying in the air? Who is he?
Jacob is Dom's brother.
Long time, Dom.
Little brother.
You always say never turn your back on family. But you turned your back on me.
Ooh, wow.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Wow,
right?
Wow, wow.
It seems good. It's going to be coming out in July. It's going to hit theaters in July.
It's amazing what trailers can do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. that may be the best. That 3 minutes may be the best part of the movie.
I don't know. If you've got John Cena and Helen Mirren, and I reckon it's going to do all right.
Charlize Theron, like...
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's a really good cast there. And finally, to switch gears completely, Chadwick Boseman will be honored in a new Netflix documentary special. It's called Chadwick Boseman Portrayal of an Artist, and it's going to start streaming this weekend, April 17th, and will only be available for 30 days. It's going to be an intimate look at his life and career with features from some of his really famous co-stars and friends like Viola Davis, Denzel Washington, and Spike Lee. Here's a little tease.
I'm Chadwick Boseman. I am an artist. People call me an actor. I wouldn't necessarily call myself an actor. I will call myself an artist.
You know, you have to step up when you're in his presence. He's looking at your work and he's like really hyper-focused on the craft, on the process. That's Chad.
Everyone wants to talk about what a great actor Chad was, but he was something much rarer than that.
Wow.
How good does that sound?
Wow. So good.
It's going to be emotional. April 17th, once again, that starts streaming on Netflix, only available for 30 days, so don't delay it.
All right. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Time for a prank phone call right now.
Yeah, so I've been going through the Chris Fade Show's archives trying to find some good prank calls, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was amazing. Do you remember we used to call up Dubizzle to people who were advertising things for free?
Yes.
Okay.
And Chris was trying to buy them.
Yeah.
As like Victor. But like a man from, I don't know where he is, from Eastern Europe or something.
But he would try to pay for an item that was free.
Yeah, and people get really like annoyed.
Yeah.
Well, this was amazing. Have a listen to this.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Victor. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very nice. I was inquiring for a large glass dining table.
Yes, I have it. If you like it,
I'd like it very much. How much you want?
No, it's free. If you want to come pick it up, it's not a problem.
I give you 200.
No, you can have it for free.
250 final price. I cannot go much higher than 250. Because
sir, I said you can have it for free. You don't have to give me any money for it.
I cannot. I mean 350. I have children, I have wife, I
okay,
like...
Okay, wait. All right. Do you speak English?
Yes, very good.
Okay. So why are you not understanding what I'm saying?
I am understanding. I want vase, I like. I say 200, 250, now 350. I am nice.
Come and take the glass. You want to come and take the glass? Come and take it.
400, that's it.
1,000.
Why? Why you be like now 1,000?
Oh my God!
I am just trying. I am like wanting to give you 400.
Okay, listen. I'm very busy right now.
Me? I am much busy. I am very busy. I just want glass.
Come and take the glass.
How much you want?
Oh my God! It's free. What don't you understand about free?
500.
You know what? Okay, I'm hanging up because I really don't have time for this.
Why you be rude? Why you rude to me? I am just human wanting glass.
Because you don't understand what I'm saying. Come and take the damn glass.
550. I cannot do more than 550. Final price.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, and if you're breaking fast, it's 6:45 this evening. Now, it was just announced in the news earlier as well about donating to charities online that are not registered.
Yeah.
They're really cracking down on about that. We understand, and the UAE understands, that we're a community here and we want to try to help as many people as we can. Yeah. And you have to make sure it's through the official channels. Fines of up to $500,000 and jail time if it's not registered. They're encouraging everyone to use the official charities and official channels, and this is a great way if you want to give and you don't know where to give.
Yeah.
100 million meals, the campaign. It's the region's biggest food drive to celebrate the month of giving. The 100 million meals from the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Global Initiatives. It's giving to those in need who have been pushed into economic hardships, you know, by the pandemic. It's been so hard.
Yeah.
And this will give to people across 20 countries. One dirham equals one meal.
That's amazing.
One dirham equals one meal.
Yeah.
So you can find out how to donate right now at virginradiodubai.com. You can do it by text message, website, so many different places. Mm. So go to virginradiodubai.com if you're looking to give.
Yeah.
To do some charity, this is the place to go.
It's just amazing. Like, we started with 10 million meals last year, and it's just gone up, like, by 10. You know what I mean? So it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. The 100 million meals campaign. More details, go to virginradiodubai.com. So what to watch this weekend? A lot of new things are coming out on various different streaming platforms. So I thought I'd give you a tip if you're looking forward to a show, you're not sure when it's coming out. Yeah?
You're the queen of the streams. Tell us, pretty.
OSN streaming. I told you guys about this show, New Amsterdam. You got to watch it. So the first season is on Netflix.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then the next ones are on, first two seasons on Netflix. Third season is on OSN right now.
Okay. Yeah, because I was on OSN yesterday looking for This Is Us.
Yes, that's on there as
series
well.
Series 5 is on there.
And they do it week by week, so they update it. It's going on at the same time, so you can keep up with the States as well. So that's one. The Falcon and Winter Soldier, that's a new show that's getting a lot of love on OSN. And WandaVision, of course, if you haven't seen it yet. Mm. I think season 1 has completed, but you can go back and watch that. On Netflix, a lot of new things coming out this weekend. Thank you very much. The Circle, which was one of my favorite pandemic reality shows.
What's that about?
So The Circle is 8 contestants living in the same apartment building, but in different apartments. Mm. The only way they communicate is via text. This program called The Circle.
Okay.
And every week they raid each other. Now, some people may be catfishing. You don't know. You can pretend to be someone else. You don't see each other. And it's a really, really cool,
interesting
show. Yeah. Highly recommend.
It's very apt for this time as well.
Exactly. And that's why it was so popular during the pandemic as well. Well, we're still in the pandemic. So season 2 of it just dropped, and they will be releasing new episodes week by week. We also have the Chadwick Boseman documentary, which we were just talking about. That comes out on the 17th. And Jamie Foxx has a brand new TV show that's coming out this weekend. It's called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. It's getting good reviews. You can watch that.
Is that the one with his daughter?
Yes, the one with his daughter, which is cool. And the silliest movie that I saw, but it's pretty funny, Thunder Force. Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer. Yeah. It is so ridiculous, but it's funny. You know Melissa McCarthy. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to watch that.
What's that about?
It's the two, I think they tagged it, the two unlikely heroes Chicago needed or something like that.
Okay.
But it's quite funny. Like, you got Jason Bateman in there as well. Like, it's a pretty funny movie.
It's an easy watch while you're on your phone.
Yeah, 100%. Definite phone watching movie there.
Okay, cool. I want to check you on your knowledge because you're amazing at what you do with regards to the streaming.
I'll try.
You know it like the back of your hand, honestly. So
I'm confident, but, you know, the pressure is on right now.
Okay, let's have a couple of questions here for you. Okay. Give us some game show music, Eddie. Let's put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Fastest fingers first. Go on, mate.
Okay,
so question number one. Here you go. How many streams of New Amsterdam have been released to date?
3. Like series, right?
So
seasons.
Seasons,
yeah. 3.
Seasons, yeah. Sorry, I said streams.
We're in the third season right now.
Well done. That is one.
Oh, wow. Okay, so told you this is one of my favorite shows right now.
Eagle Fang Karate is a dojo from which TV series?
The Karate Kid. What is it called? It's called... Oh, what is it called?
No, Eddie, stop cheating.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai is right. Well done. That's two out of five. How many children, this is easy, does Jack Pearson have in This Is Us?
Three.
Boom.
The big three.
Yes. Kane Lim, Kelly Mee Lee, and Jersey Lee are characters from which TV series?
Huh?
Kane Lim, Kelly Mee Lee, and Jersey Lee are characters, or cast members, should I say, because they're not playing someone else. It's a reality TV show.
Oh,
from
okay.
Which TV series?
Oh.
Kane Lim, Kelly Mee Lee, and Jess.
Oh, yeah. We interviewed
Jesse
him.
Jesse Lee.
Yeah. We interviewed him. What are they called? Oh, what's the show? We interviewed Andrew.
Yeah.
What is the show called? It's escaping me.
Come on, pretty.
I know this. Wait.
I want to get... You've got to get five out of five.
I will. This is one of my favorite show, Millionaire.
What do millionaires have a lot
crazy
of?
Crazy rich Asians, no? Rich Asians.
It's like the real life version of that. What do millionaires have a lot of?
Money.
They like to show off. They have a lot of...
Bling.
Oh, Empire Eddie. Bling. Empire Bling.
Bling Empire.
Bling Empire. Yeah, that's it.
Stop cheating, Eddie.
I'm not cheating.
You just gave her the answer.
No, I just said Bling.
Bling, yeah.
Name the book... This is multiple choice, by the way.
Okay, thank goodness.
Name the book on which the first season of Bridgerton is based. Is it The Viscount Who Loved Me? An Offer from a Gentleman?
Oh, I have no idea.
The Duke and I? Or It's in His Kiss?
The Duke and I. It's in His Kiss. The Duke and I. Which one is it?
Which one are you going
to... I have no idea, so I'm just going to guess and say The Duke and I.
Five out of five, ladies. Oh, yeah! That is why she is the queen of the streams. Well done, pretty.
Thank you very much.
And nobody better. Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. That's it for your Thursday morning.
Yay!
You did it, guys. You did it. Three whole weeks without Chris Fade. Well done to you.
Chris Fade is going to be back on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Rossi, are you going to be okay without us?
No.
You're going to be okay. Listen,
I don't even want to come in.
Sheena's going to be here, and Sheena's like the ray of sunshine here at Virgin Radio.
I'll let those two do the thing. I'll just sit back here. Maybe go and sit in Eddie's studio for 3 weeks.
You just want to sit in there?
Yeah.
But then Nala's in there.
That's all right. I'll go in there because I've got all Eddie's work to do now because he's going on holiday. So maybe I can just go and sit in there.
Probably. So Eddie is off for 2 weeks. I'm off for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I will see you when I see you. I'm very excited.
Be safe, pretty.
Thank
what are you,
you
doing?
Very much. I am going home.
To New York City.
I'm going home to see my dad. He's really excited.
We haven't mentioned it once on the show, really, have we?
No, but I'm going home. I'm so excited.
Oh, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get back into that apartment of yours back in New York City? What are you going
to
do?
I have to quarantine for 3 days, so that's exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Will your dad be there?
No, I've told my dad to take a flight for 3 days because he's airline crew.
Right.
So we've worked it out that I land and he leaves. So I won't see him until he comes back from his flight, and I've tested and made sure everything is okay with me. So
he won't even see you when you land?
No, he's just going to... We're going to do one of those pass by at the airport where he tosses me the car keys and the home keys, and then I go straight home. Because I want to be extra safe, you know?
Yeah.
He's fully vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. But just traveling and everything, I want to follow the protocols.
Yeah.
Quarantine 3 days, test on the third day. Hopefully everything comes back clear.
Unbelievable. You're going to love it, honestly. Yeah. I know you've been wanting to go home for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah, exactly. So
enjoy
it,
pretty. I hope you have a great time.
Yeah.
And we're going to miss you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Eddie. Enjoy your time off, and hopefully you get a sleep in.
I hope so as well. Catch you later. Bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.